Om Shanti. I would like to take this opportunity to welcome our respected divine brother, Brother Nirvair, in the midst of all the double foreigners this time. So let us welcome with one hand clap. Thank you. How many of you have never met Nirvair Bhai before? Raise your hands. So many first timers. Just for the sake of the first timers, I just want to tell a little bit about Nirvair Bhai. Nirvair Bhai has been with Baba for more than 50 years. Nirvair Bhai has been one of the original jewels. 46 years, nearly 50. Late 50s, nearly 50. 46 years, okay. So Nirvair Bhai had the opportunity to receive sustenance from Mama, Baba, and all the senior dadis, and particularly double foreigners always feel Nirvair Bhai as one of his favorite brothers in Madhuban. Some call him friend, uncle, brother, whatever you want to call. And Nirvair Bhai also has a special love for double foreigners in his heart. And as the first timers who have not come in contact with him, you will experience that yourself when you know him well. And this Baba is coming today, so we have a very good opportunity to prepare ourselves to meet Baba by listening to Nirvair Bhai's valuable wisdom. Enjoy Nirvair Bhai's company. At the end of his class, all of you will have the opportunity to come on the stage to meet him personally through Drishti and Tony. So don't go away. Wait until the end. Okay? Thank you.
Om Shanti. You have been here for several days. I met some of you, but not all. So this is the opportunity for me to be here to say a hearty welcome to you. Because of Baba's meeting, the whole divine family from all over the globe gets together. Did you like the Hindi song? Yes? This song is from good old days, Sakar Baba's days, and sometimes you see this song mentioned just before the Murli starts. And hope you know the meaning, or just the feeling. On achieving you, we have achieved the entire universe. Practically we see this, if not the universe, at least the world. When the world family gets together, as we know, sisters and brothers from 90 countries are here. And that is real global get together. Global divine family coming together to celebrate special meeting with Bap Dada. We had one meeting earlier. That was specially for VIPs from India and those who live in Madhuban. But this meeting is special. All other meetings are going to be there in Shantivan, Diamond Hall, where nearly 18,000 people can sit. But the distance is so much, you have to have television there. In Om Shanti Bhavan, this is the advantage. When you sit there, you must have seen yesterday when you met Dadis, You don't feel the distance. You feel so close. Even here there is distance because the stage is a bit high. And today is a special day for all of us. There is no doubt we keep meeting Baba. Every Brahmin keeps meeting Baba throughout the day, each day of the week, and each week of the month, and each month of the year. I'm sure there is hardly any day when you don't meet Baba, do you? Do you miss him any time? The day starts for Brahmins with a special meeting with Baba every early morning. In meditation, what do we do? Nothing else. People do many other things. They do hatha yoga, they do pranayama, they do many things. And what we do? Hello Baba, we start with that. Is there anyone who finds difficulty in the meditation in the morning? Or you really enjoy the morning meditation? Pardon? In Madhuban there is no difficulty. Okay, that's good. And supposing wherever you live, that becomes Madhuban then? Wherever Brahmins live, that's Madhuban. That's mini Madhuban where you live. This is big Madhuban. Because during my tour, myself and Dr. Pratap, when we were there in Malaysia and Singapore or Australia and New Zealand, we found that wherever Brahmins are, there is that feel of Madhuban everywhere. What is Madhuban famous for? Toli? Madhuban is famous for being every Brahmin's home. And when you are at home, you feel very restful. The parents take care of everything. The dadis are taking care of everything. You don't have to worry. When you are at the center or when you are at your lokic place, you have to do many things. Here, unless you are on a special diet, you don't have to think about cooking, buying vegetables, or other things needed in the kitchen. So carefree living. You just reflect on that. How Madhuban is your home ever since you are here. You are being looked after. Is there anyone having some difficulty? We can take care of that. Anyone, anything? Everyone seems to be satisfied, if not very happy. Or you are very happy? Are you? Okay. Then just wave your hands if you are very happy. Good. That makes me more happy. Madhuban is the best place for us, all of us. Those who live in Madhuban and those who come to Madhuban. In the whole world, you go to any place. You don't find such a big divine family, first thing. And all the members of the divine family having the same thinking. Though we have different backgrounds of language, nationality, whatever. But being together, the language of the divine family is the same. And that is sweet silence. You may not say a word, but you say a lot through your smiling eyes, through your vibrations, through your presence. It's an explosion of, big explosion, millionfold, I don't say atom bomb explosion, but explosion of spiritual vibrations, feelings. Even if while traveling you might have had some problems, because it's a long distance to cover, even after coming to India you have to cover the distance in not just hours. But as you reach Madhuban, seeing each other, greeting each other smilingly, all the tiredness goes. There is a feeling of being restful. And that's what brings home the understanding we are really at home. Only at home you feel restful. At other places, workplace, service place, even the centers are full of activity all the time. Someone coming, you have to explain, give courses, and take care of so many activities. And when you are at home, which is the best thing which you like? Not Brahma Bhojan alone. The best thing for which we are all here, which is taking place this evening, is special meeting with Avyakta Bap Dada. Brijmohan Bhai is going to explain in the evening how to take the maximum benefit of that. But ever since you are in Madhuban, I'm sure as per the Brahmin thinking, which Sakar Baba also used to tell us, sweet children, welcome to Madhuban, welcome to Bap Dada's home, your home. But at the same time he would say, you are here for learning, spiritual learning. You are here for special meditation practice. You are here for special get together with Brahmins, even playing, not just sitting. I know you have been sitting, especially since morning today. So I was suggesting to Shashi Ben if we can have an outing in a day or two, Peace Park or something. But that we will see later this evening when we all meet Baba. What do you expect at that time? Some of the sisters and brothers are interested only in going up the stage to take drishti. And I was wondering, Baba comes for so many hours and they don't take drishti. First of all, what I feel, it is a special occasion to rejoice. Rejoice a meeting with the one we have been thinking of, not only in this life, invoking God, birth after birth, ever since the path of bhakti started. So that wish being fulfilled, especially for those who are here for the first time. Those who are here for the second, third, fourth, or even 20th time, they all have the value. That's why you are here for second or 20th time. But this is something which needs to be kept in our hearts. It's a very special occasion for all of us. Personally, I never like to miss any meeting when Baba comes. That was the reason for me and Dr. Pratap to come back from Malaysia and Singapore to meet Baba on 4th of September. And that was very beautiful meeting. In these meetings, what happens actually? It reminds me of, you know, our meetings with the Sakar Baba. Whenever we came to meet Baba, just looking at Baba would transport the soul to its original state of being, I would say. Original state of being. The feeling, deep feeling of our own real self. How beautiful is my own self? How pure is my own self? How blissful is my own self? It's something like when Baba is there, Baba's presence is like a mirror before us. Mirror is not merely to tell us, to show us if there are any small dots on the face. It's not that. On the other hand, it brings the realization to the self when we are in our perfect stage, what we really look like. What we really feel like, what we really be like. Because many times this thought has been shared with me by some of the sisters and brothers. When we go before Baba, you know, all the past comes in our minds. In fact, what has to be done to make the maximum of this meeting is just accept yourself as Baba has accepted us. And just be enthusiastic that this meeting is to reinstill that courage and that power in us to be what we have to be, to return to our original self and to feel the joy of our complete self. This is what I have been learning in each meeting whenever I have met Baba. And therefore there is that feeling of rejoicing the meeting. Keep looking at Baba's face, Baba's eyes, and see how it feeds your consciousness, how you start feeling the joy of being together. Though there are going to be 2,000 sisters and brothers in the meeting this evening, but if you are fully focused, you would find as if Baba is come only for you. It's a personal meeting taking place for so many hours. Not just the moment when Baba speaks to a particular group or personally to someone. Right from the start. So make the maximum use of your meeting and see how beautiful it comes to. Someone asked me, you share some of the stories of Baba's time, Sakar Baba's time. And Sakar Baba's time, as far as the meetings were concerned, they were very similar to what we have now. Whenever we met Baba, Baba won't start speaking immediately. He would first give such sweet drishti, welcoming the soul. So much love flowed through Baba's eyes, making the soul very restful, very peaceful, very happy and light. A real feeling of self-realization at that time, what we have been searching for. And then a few words of welcome, a few words of inquiring about the well-being of the soul, and then a few words of encouragement. And sometimes Baba would share how beautiful was the Murli this morning. Some of the special jewels of the Murli. Then of course Sakar Baba's time, little different, warm hug, toli in mouth, very sweet, sweet meeting. Now just imagine if Sakar Baba was there, how could he give warm hugs to 2,000 people at a time? It's so difficult. So the change, okay. The subtle hugs. But the same thing, Baba gives such drishti to everyone. Drishti of welcome, drishti of love, and power as well. Baba doesn't speak those points of knowledge which are already there in the Sakar Murlis. Taking it for granted that all those of us who are there in the meeting, we have gone through the Murlis, we have listened to those Murlis, we have inculcated those Murlis. We don't need to go in detail about that. But as per the present time, as per the need of the hour, they say, what stage we need to experience. So Baba's emphasis comes to that. And then looking at the circumstances, present day circumstances of the world. Some places tsunami is happening, some places Katrina is coming, some places earthquakes are happening. The whole world having turmoil. And Baba's children, knowing all this, that this is to happen, they are like the lighthouses everywhere, to give that light of peace. If not happiness, at least peace. Making everyone feel nice. And when we hear Brahmins, even at the time of Katrina, Baba is there to help them. Brahmins there at the time of tsunami, Baba is there to help them. I'm sure there are news from the earthquake prone areas also. Some cracks in the buildings, but nothing happened to the ones who are there. But it's not the physical safety alone, it's the trauma, the psychological trauma which is there, which other people suffer so much. Brahmins are equipped with that kind of wisdom already. They can face any challenge, they can face any eventuality. So much courage has been instilled in all of us. That comes, that proves that those who have connection with the Father, they regain their strength, inner strength. Now this is what is needed. When we meet Baba, we keep on perceiving the vibrations. And appreciating this meeting, how beautiful. Even if we are meeting for the first time, it's not the first time. How many times have we met before? How many times? Innumerable times. Every cycle. We used to hear these words, God is eternal, soul is eternal, the drama is eternal, and yet we lose sight of the eternity when it comes to Baba's meetings. So just think, when you get that feeling, oh, these meetings are going to be there, it's not the first one. Because whenever we came to meet Sakar Baba in the beginning, the sister in charge who would be accompanying us would keep on telling us on the way, please don't forget, Baba is going to ask you, did you ever meet before? Don't forget that you met Kalpa ago. Now that was something. She wanted to save her own skin that Baba may pull her ears. But now we understand the spirit behind this. It brings tremendous joy to the heart that we are such fortunate souls. We receive Baba's knowledge every kalpa, which we have received now. We become the part of this greatest family in the world. Do you have that kind of feeling inside? Are you proud of being part of the family? I have that kind of feeling always. Such a beautiful family, such great family, greatest. Why? Because this divine family does that work which no one else does. Transforming the whole world. Who is doing that otherwise? People only worry about their own faith and this and that. But this is a kind of thing which no one else does. Slogan is very small, self-transformation for world transformation. Just imagine, self-transformation for world transformation. What kind of feelings you have when you think of this? The only thing is we have to visualize the transformed world before us. And for that it's better to live in the present. Just see, the transformation has taken place. All positive people getting together, that is the transformation. Similarity of consciousness, similarity of thinking, similarity of aim, similarity of achievements. And knowing that each one is a special, special soul. That's why Baba says, each one of my children are most, most valuable. Do you have that feeling for yourself? That comes only when you just accept that you are a special one belonging to Baba. Not looking to the left or to the right. Because each one of us have special roles to play. No one can replace you. No one can be replaced by me. But we have unique roles to play. So this intoxication needs to be retained all the time. And that would be there when we remain conscious of the fact that our meetings with Bap Dada are for a special purpose. One is, this happens only at this most auspicious time of the cycle. Will you be meeting Baba in Golden Age? No. Don't you like to invite Baba in your palace? It would be so nice. But he says, no, I remain detached from all the Golden Age things. So this intoxication comes when we churn the knowledge in the right way. And also keep reflecting. This is not the first time we are having this role to play. And at the same time living in the present that we belong to such a great divine family. Those who can afford should travel all over the world. Go around and see how beautiful it is at every place. Even at those places which are newly started, I tell you, the same atmosphere. Brahmins have the same routine they follow. They offer bhog to Baba everywhere. So this intoxication would keep you in very high stage of flying all the time. Then what happens? You hardly feel that you are flying. So Someone asked me the other day, what efforts are you making now? I said, being effortless. Everyone likes smooth sailing, smooth flying. If the air pockets are there, little bit of jerks, the slight fear comes in the mind. What would happen now? But if the pilot is good, who is our pilot now? The best pilot. No one else but God Himself. So fearlessness has to be there in our lives. When some of the sisters and brothers, you know, who are starting on the path of this divine life, they face some difficulties, they come, they share. And Baba tells us, this is nothing new. How would you become experienced if you don't find difficulties? How would you guide other people? But the difficulties are not there forever. They come only to say goodbye. So my simple message or simple sharing with you is, whatever has happened so far, just forget it. From this moment, remain intoxicated, remain happy. Just have the joy of being Baba's child, a special child. And you are there for a special purpose, which you may not know today. When I reflect back on my own spiritual life of 46 years, I came only just to learn meditation, nothing else. Never knew what role I'm going to play. On some occasion, Sakar Baba would tell me, you will do this, you will do that. And I said, Baba, but where is the qualification in me? And Baba would say, you will have it. And he gave blessings. Mama gave blessings to give speech. Baba gave blessings to write articles, you know, like that. There are so many things which we don't know. And many other things have happened in this life. So just be enthusiastic that Brahmin life is for a special, special purpose. On one side, when we change, the world changes. On other side is, we become instruments to change the world. And for that, special interest in experimenting with different stages in meditation, experimenting with different aspects of Baba's knowledge, in experimenting with going in depth about the wisdom this knowledge has. And you will find the essence of all religions is there. When we had this get together here, a dialogue of religious leaders, just before you all came, there were religious leaders from all the backgrounds, Hindus, Muslims, Sikhs, Christians, Buddhists. And it was such a beautiful get together. Finally coming to that point, you know, in peace, in silence, and being connected with the Supreme, everyone feels so good. And the feeling of belonging on the spiritual level emerges. All differences melt away. Such beautiful things happen. So just accept your own roles. You are Baba's children, Baba's heir apparents. To receive double crown, no doubt. But at the same time, Baba's messengers to spread God's love, supreme peace, an embodiment of virtues. When we lead such a life, we remain a little intoxicated on one side, and we also remain enthusiastic. It becomes a beautiful life, wonderful life, and all the obstacles are automatically crossed. And yet, if you have any questions, you may ask. Otherwise, become happy, intoxicated. You will find from this moment onwards you will be with Baba all the time, not just the time when you are there in Om Shanti Baba. And Baba would confirm it this evening, how he has been with you. Anything anyone likes to ask? I'm so happy. All are in that intoxication, no questions. So 10 minutes meditation. Yes, please. The question is, who draws the line of fortune? Is it Baba or ourselves? What is the answer? Both? Baba has opened the gates. He doesn't lock it. He says, this is all yours. It's up to us how much we like to claim. And now, let's go above both of these. Should I tell you what is to be done? Baba has written a beautiful, beautiful line of fortune for each one of us already. So accept it. Whatever he has, for whom does he have? For us, for children. What you need to do is to spare some of your valuable time. One, being with Baba, not just in meditation. You need to study Baba's wisdom. If you go through the Murlis properly, note in each one of the lines, especially the Sakar Murlis, you will find so much wealth in that. Avyakt Murlis, no doubt, they are there. You already know about it. One is study. The other is, how does a businessman make his fortune? Hmm? How does he do it? By using the money, what you have, the wealth you have. If you just keep it aside somewhere, it doesn't multiply. You need to use it. And if you want to make it millionfold, then what you do? Give in charity. Then it multiplies in millionfold. So churn how you should bestow this wisdom to others. Then you receive their blessings. Who is the richest in the world? This is my question. Who is the richest in the world? You just say, I am the richest in the world. Raise your hand, I am the richest in the world. Yeah. No one is more rich than you. You can churn on this. How many Murlis? Multiply each Murli with $25 million. $25 points in each Murli, and each point worth $1 million. So how many millions? And just think, when you have the crown of the whole world, then what else is left? You are the richest. Someone may think it's just imagination. Yes. Today it's imagination, tomorrow it will be reality. So what next? Hum udke chale jaye, chalo. Let's go flying to our sweet home of silence. The more intoxicated you remain, the mind remains light, easier to fly. So it's easy when you study the Murli properly. Then you don't have to do too much of churning. Just remain enthusiastic about learning and not too much of churning. Too much of churning makes the head heavy. So can we start our journey? Journey to go beyond the stars. And this journey should be that each one of us extends a special invitation to Baba to be with us this evening and share those moments of joy and happiness with us. Baba's presence would enrich us without asking from every angle. From vibrations of tremendous pure feelings. And of course, words of wisdom. And the most important is, every Brahmin likes to receive Baba's love, to feel that love. So just with lot of love, when you invite Baba, Baba will bestow that love.